Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I'll admit that today is probably more for me than it is for you, but I wonder if you'd give me this moment of processing, this treasure of time between us. 2 days ago, late in the evening, I sat with my father and was there as he passed from this life to the next. He had struggled most of the day. It's actually been coming on for months. He was dealing with congestive heart failure and was sleeping more and more and getting a little bit confused. But just 2 days ago, it all moved toward the end. I was so grateful that I was able to be there. We had a couple words, but not many. I was able to share with him how grateful I was. And I also sang some hymns to him. My dad loves to sing. Once he left the coal mine, he actually took voice lessons because he wanted to join a choir. And ever since then, he would go to every sing-along he could. And he knew many of the hymns by heart. It's a time of certainly sadness, but also gratitude and joy. And I'd like to give you a little bit of the backstory to this. For a number of years, my parents and I lived at a little bit of a distance from one another, mostly because of the ministry opportunities I had. But it was also somewhat good for us. Wounds of the past and not always understanding each other made things a little bit difficult, although I loved them and I knew they loved me. About 6 years ago, I was reading scripture and I came across John 15, the story of abiding with Jesus. And in the midst of that text, I was very quickened because it talked about receiving the Lord's joy, and something inside of me just said, yes, I want the Lord's joy. And then there was a scripture that said that you have to lay down life as you know it. And I began to think, well, what do I need to do to lay down life as I know it? And so I started to think of new disciplines and maybe new ways to be generous. But when I talked to a good friend of mine, a great spiritual director named John Nordstrom, he said that he thought it would come from something else, something unexpected, something I may not be so willing to lay down. It wasn't long after that that my mother and dad were in the back of their home out on their swing, and my mother decided that she wanted to go cut some flowers in the grape arbor. And as she went down there, she fell and she broke her ankle. And my dad quickly went down to help, and as he tried to get her back to his feet, he fell and he severely injured his back. And they had to call out to the neighbors, and they finally came and helped them. And they ended up being at the doctor's, of course. And it became crystal clear to my sister and I that my parents just couldn't continue to live alone. They were in their mid to late 80s. Mom's memory was beginning to fade some. So the more we talked, the more it became clear that I would be needing to bring my mother and dad to where I live here in Ashland, Ohio. And I found an absolutely wonderful assisted living facility. And I brought them there. But there was a lot of internal struggle over this. The responsibilities now to take care of them, to be in charge of all their bills. I have to admit that it was a sacrifice that I wrestled with. On the one hand, grateful that I could do this for them. But on the other hand, this would be laying down life as I knew it. For 5.5 years, on every day that I have been in town, I've been over at that assisted living facility. 2.5 years ago, Mom passed, a rough passing, dying of Alzheimer's. For the last 2.5 years, I've been over with my dad many, many times. And you know what's interesting in both cases, that these past 5.5 years moved rather quickly from being a burden to being a great gift. it certainly did rearrange my life. It changed the way I spend my daily time. But it also had a healing presence. The ability to settle some issues between us, sometimes without even dialoguing about it. It was a joy to care for Mom as she slipped past her memory and soon didn't know who I was. But somehow the old wounds no longer came to mind. And all I wanted to do was to be there with her and to let her know she was loved and cared for. And then, as I said, after she passed, I did the same with Dad. And for most of that time, he was good. Yes, he moved along with a rollator, and we began to see things fading a bit. But he was bright, and we would talk about old stories and spend time with each other reminiscing. And I made up my mind that I wanted to do whatever it is he needed to be comfortable. I would buy him his candies and his chips, and he loved different kind of lozenges, and he had a soap that he needed and an underarm deodorant that he needed. And whenever he would say that it was something that was running short, I would run off to Walmart or order it online with Amazon. There were a couple moments where we had to settle some things between us, but not many. I have to say that my dad made the transition very, very well. He loved it at the assisted living facility that he was in. By the way, it just is amazing the degree to which people cared for them and were kind, and they loved on Dad, as they did with Mom before she passed. My dad used to say, when people would say, "How do you like it at the assisted living facility?" he would say, "The only thing they could do better would be carry me along on a pillow. Outside of that, everything they do is wonderful." They had great meals, and he sat at table with different friends who, over these years, a couple of them have themselves made the transition into eternity. But Dad was good. And it was a gift. And that's one of the things I said to him. He commented recently that he was sorry that he had nothing to leave me in terms of finances, because it all went because of their needs. And that was fine. And I said to him, "Dad, you gave me a greater gift. The 5.5 years you've been here, they were just an amazing gift." And to be honest with you, reflecting back on John 15, I would have never anticipated that. It was something I actually even resisted but knew I was called to do. I anticipated that it would bring chaos and responsibility to my life. And initially it did feel that way, but soon everything settled and I realized that their being with me, his being with me, was not only part of the plan of God for them to receive care, but it was part of the plan of God for me to receive care from them, so that old memories and old wounds would be silently healed and, in fact, no longer come to mind. My good friend Joe High called immediately as soon as he found out, and we had a good talk, and I was sharing with him that I got out a hymnal as I sat beside my father's bed and I began to sing a series of hymns to him. Every verse, "Standing on the promises, He is Lord, oh can it be, nothing but the blood." Joe asked me why I did it, and I said, "I don't know, I just felt like it was something I had to do for Dad." And Joe, in the wisdom that he always has, said, "I think it may have been something you had to do for yourself." And of course, tears flowed, and I knew that he was right. My sister lives 4 hours away, and so I called her. And at 6 o'clock, she and her husband got in the car and they drove the 4 hours. I told her that I wasn't sure he would last. And one of the caregivers came to me and said, as I was sitting there beside my dad, "He'll wait." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I will bet your dad will wait until she comes." I didn't know what that all meant, but in fact, that's exactly what happened. My sister, who happens to be a nurse practitioner, got there. She knew the end wouldn't be too far off. She wiped his brow. She cared for him. She readjusted pillows. She said things that he really were not sure he heard. But do you know that in less than 25 minutes, with her on the right side of the bed, me on the left side of the bed, and my wife at the foot of the bed, after a 7-hour struggle, Dad very quietly passed. It happened in a moment. And I was so grateful that the plan of God for me to lay down life as I knew it had come into place, and that I'll never be the same because of it. I'm sure there may be some specific lesson I could apply to you, but I'm sorry, I need to tell you today it's kind of all about me. I simply wanted to share with my podcast family what's going on with me and how the Lord met me. So it's, a day and a half since Dad passed. Lots of details and things to happen. I'll be traveling back to their hometown for the funeral. But I'm in that amazingly creative in-between sadness and loss, joy. It just seems to be the way the Lord ministers to me and to us so often. That somehow we are challenged to lay down life as we know it. I was challenged to lay down life as I knew it. And there were a lot of ways I was willing to do that, wanting to do that. But when this way came, I had to work it through, which I'm okay about. And now I'm able to say that I had 5.5 amazing years of not only washing my parents' feet, but in their being here, they served me. They served my journey toward wholeness. And it all came from the heart of our tender Father and our glorious Lord and the presence of the Holy Spirit who enabled this to happen. So, on March 13th, at 10:50 p.m., Dad went to be with the Lord. Mom's there. My parents have the sweet reconciliation in the presence of Christ in eternity. And I'm here to be grateful and to say now, here and elsewhere, the Lord gave me a gift. A gift that in some ways I thought would keep on taking, but in the end gave me more than I could ever imagine. Today, as I was reading scripture, in the New Testament, Jesus was talking to the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection, and he said, "Don't you know the scriptures that it says, God says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob," meaning it isn't that it was past tense. Right now, they were alive and that God was their God. And I put my mom and dad's name there. God is the God of Norma Wardle. God is the God of Howard Wardle. He is living. And they are living with him, seeing that which I can only dream of. My friends, thank you for allowing me this moment. We'll get back to other topics soon, but you've given me a gift.